It was a cold day. There had been a frost, and dead leaves were blowing about. A storm was rumbling over the mountains. It all seemed to tell Biddy to hurry. But when they got back to the trucks, the position of the sun, seen through scudding cloud, said it was only noon. There were no Russians returned. The guard got into the driver's seat of their cab and began to sort out the presents he had bought. Biddy, almost engulfed by the huge cyclo passenger seat, closed the window against the chill wind and dead flying leaves, and sat there, impatiently twiddling his new riding crop, and looking out the window, his eyes just above the level of the bottom, keeping watch for the rest of the Russians. From where he sat, he could see a side entrance to the Capitol building. There was a big executive ground car sitting there, with blacked-out windows. Suddenly, he saw Sir Johnny. There he was, dressed as usual, in buckskin, unmistakable. He walked out of the side entrance of the Capitol. The door of the executive ground car was swung open from inside, and Johnny got into it. Biddy scrambled to get down the window and shout. He got it open partway. He couldn't get it all the way down. Then, somebody else came out of the Capitol, somebody dressed like a cadet, a plaster cast around his neck. This second person stopped and called back into the Capitol stairway, where somebody must have asked a question. The man in cadet clothes yelled back,
"He's just going down to the compound first to pick up his horses."
Then he too got into the ground car, and it started up. Biddy was wild. He hadn't been able to get the window down and call to Sir Johnny. Get the horses! That was why he was here, what he'd come all the way to America to do. He tried to get his guard to just start up the truck and follow, but Biddy's command of Russian was not up to it. Gestures and motions and repeating the sense of what he was saying got no place. This Russian was not about to go after that executive ground car. He was here to wait for the rest of the contingent. But Biddy got him out of the cab, and they went sprinting around looking for the rest of the Russians. Minutes went by, and they couldn't find them. This ruined city was too big, too spread out, too filled with rubble. Suddenly, they spotted one Russian. He was walking along the edge of a park by himself, eating some nuts he had bought. He was a man named Amir, and he had no reputation for being quick in the wits, although he was a nice fellow. Biddy reeled off the situation to him, using gestures and a Russian word he did know,
"Skorye!"
meaning, hurry up, and trying to get the man to understand he was to find the others and tell them to come along right away. He was not at all sure the man got it, for he looked blank. But the action was enough to convince Dmitri that it was now all right to follow the ground car, so they got back to the truck, and the Russians started it up, and they went roaring out of the city to catch up to the vehicle Biddy had seen Johnny enter.